We pray that we won't just worship your holy name just with our lips, but we will worship you throughout this week in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, for more than 10,000 reasons, Lord, for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy, for your unconditional love. May we know your love so that we can share that love with others. And now, Lord, as we hear the scriptures and hear your word, may our ears be open to receive all that you want to give to us. Amen. It was lovely hearing Leah with the percussion, wasn't it? She was joining in, as I think someone else was with as well. So that was fantastic. We didn't have a band here, but we had a few in the front going for it. That was lovely. So Nigel's going to bring us God's word, scriptures.
Our reading this morning is from Matthew 17, verses 14 to 20. If you want to look at the Pew Bible, it's on page 20. When they came to the crowd, a man came to him, knelt before him, and said, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he has epilepsy and suffers terribly. He also falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Jesus answered, "You faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I be with you? How much longer must I put up with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the boy was cured from that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" He said to them, "Because of your little faith. For truly I tell you, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." This is the word of the Lord.
We've just heard the Bible reading. This incident occurred while Jesus and Peter, James and John, the three disciples who were with him, were coming down the mountain from the Transfiguration. They'd had a wonderful heavenly experience where God had spoken to them, where God had said, "This is my beloved son, listen to him." So you would imagine that they would be feeling just so overwhelmed and all up there. But they got a rude awakening coming down the mountain. They had all these people standing waiting for them, and they were brought down to earth with a bump. A man came running to Jesus and he said, "Can you heal my son? He keeps having seizures, falling into the water, falling into fire." It was probably something like we would maybe call epilepsy that the boy had. He'd asked the disciples, but they couldn't do it. So he had the faith to ask Jesus. He knew Jesus would heal him. And that's indeed what did happen. But why did the disciples fail? They knew what they had to do. They'd done it before. Jesus gave them the commission, the authority to drive out spirits and to heal the sick. And they were doing that. They'd managed to do it before, but it didn't happen here. So what went wrong, I wonder? Later, when they were on their own, the disciples said to Jesus, "Why could we not heal the boy?" And Jesus answered, in the reading it says, "Because your faith is so small." In different translations it says, "Because of your unbelief," or "because you didn't have enough faith." The Message translation said, "You are not taking God seriously." I quite like that. You're not taking God seriously. The disciples knew that they could do it, but they just didn't have that strong enough faith to be able to trust God for them to do it. On previous occasions, the disciples had shown a lack of faith. They'd been with Jesus, they'd seen his teaching, they'd seen him perform miracles, they'd done it. The feeding of the 5,000, The disciples said, how on earth are we going to feed all these people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes? Yet it happened. The storm on the Sea of Galilee, Jesus was asleep. The disciples were frightened, but Jesus was with them. Why should they be frightened? But they were. A lack of faith. Jesus didn't rebuke them for their faith, for their lack of faith. He was really disappointed because he was teaching them, he was showing them, and their faith hadn't grown as maybe it should. He also knew that he wasn't going to be with them for that much longer, and they couldn't just depend on him being here with them to get them out of situations. He wanted them to have great faith so that they could carry on after he had gone. I sometimes think that we're a wee bit like the disciples. We have a faith that's maybe not as strong as it should be. Everything's going well, everything's great. Yes, we praise God, we thank him, and oh, it's just all wonderful. But then when things go wrong, sometimes we say, oh God, what are you doing here? Or we just think, oh, what's the point? But you know, Jesus wants our weak faith to be strengthened. He wants us to have great faith, a faith that great that we can praise him in all circumstances, even when things are going wrong, even when we start to doubt. Jesus went on to say to the disciples, if you have a faith as small as a mustard seed, nothing will be impossible. Now, a mustard seed was the smallest seed that you could possibly get, but when it was planted in the ground and it was nurtured, it would grow into the biggest of trees. So Jesus was saying, if your faith is as small and as strong as that mustard seed, and you really believe that God can do it, he will. So let's think about faith. What is faith? I suppose we've all got our own ideas about what faith could mean. In the dictionary, it says confidence or trust in a person or thing. We have confidence in a person or thing. We've got faith, I suppose, when we sit on a chair that is going to hold us. That's faith. It also says belief is not based on proof. Faith is a belief that is not based on proof. Now, we might believe something and we don't know if it will happen, but we could say, oh, I've got faith in you that you could rewire my house. This person hasn't proved that he can do it, but yeah, I've got faith that you can do it. But I don't think somehow that would work, because unless that person had the know-how, the knowledge, the experience, there's no way that he would be able to do that. We have faith also that when we get on a bus to go somewhere we've never been before, and we've got faith to know that the bus will take us there. We've never been. It says it on the front, but will it really go there? It does. So that's faith. And the third definition of faith, belief in God or in the doctrines or teachings of religion. We as Christians have faith that what is written in the Bible is God's word. Hebrews says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance of what we do not see. In life, we often face challenges. Some things that might seem insurmountable, just like mountains that Jesus spoke about in the reading. Mountains blocking our path. We just can't see a way forward. And very often that's when our faith fails us. But Jesus assures us that if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, it's enough to conquer any mountain that we face. But faith needs to be placed in the right person. For that is, it's the person who is able to complete the act, not faith itself. just as I was saying about that, if you wanted somebody to rewire your house and you had faith in that person, unless they had the experience, they couldn't do it. So we need to make sure we've got faith in the right person or the right object. We have faith that we'll go to heaven someday. But if our faith is placed in anyone other than Jesus, I urge us to think again, because the Bible tells us that no one comes to the Father except through Jesus. We need to have our faith in Jesus if we want to get to heaven. We need to know him as our Saviour. We need to place our faith in him. Mustard seed faith may be small, but it has faith in the right person. That person of God, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But faith needs a direction and purpose. We can have faith in Jesus, but what are we trusting him to do? He's not a genie in a bottle that will give us everything that we ask for. We can't just say, oh yes, I've got faith that Jesus will give me £1 million because that's what I want. That won't happen. We need to be looking in the right direction. We need to be looking to God for what he wants for us in our life. He won't supply all our wants, but he will supply all our needs. He'll supply everything that we need in life, no matter what situation we're in. God will supply it. Even as Christians, our faith wavers. But it's that small, small mustard seed faith that keeps us going, no matter the circumstances, because we know that God's in it with us. We're not on our own. Faith must be persistent. We need to keep trying. We need to strengthen and grow our weak faith. We need to communicate with the one in whom we have faith. We need to have that relationship with Jesus. We need to have that daily communion with him in order to strengthen our faith. We need to have our daily Bible reading so we're learning more about him and discerning what God wants us to do. The disciples failed because their faith was too weak. It was not strong. It was small, but it was not strong like mustard seed faith. Jesus wasn't condemning the disciples for substandard faith. He was trying to show them how important faith would be in their future ministry. If you're facing a problem that seems as big and immovable as a mountain, turn your eyes from that mountain today. Look to Jesus, trust him. He won't let you down. And can I just say, if anybody is struggling with their faith, I know there's different situations, things that's going on in the world, things that's going on locally that could be shaking our faith. If you are indeed struggling with your faith, please, please talk to somebody. We've all been there, we've all experienced it, and we'll understand. That's what we are. We're a family, we share things. Even when we're feeling down, even when we feel our faith is not as strong as it should be, we know we can speak to each other and encourage each other. Amen.